We will continue with our study of the subject of faith and the pursuit of it all. Sometimes we take for granted that faith is just going to come simply because the passing of time. That is not true. It's not going to happen. On the other hand, we almost feel that since faith is so difficult to have, why bother? We have to really determine that we will avoid both extremes. Any challenge, any difficulty was meant by the Lord for us to study and to find solutions to overcome those problems. And that is something that we want to set for ourselves as a task, as a Sunday school teacher, as a Sunday school student. That is our ministry. To realize the challenges, the difficulties that are there in developing something spiritual. And we know the problem. Part of the problem is because of who we are, what we are. We are sinful creatures. We are weak human beings. We need God. The challenge, however, is to ask where we can find the Lord, how we can make our faith real. And if that gets possible, then we will be able to see how dynamic our faith in God can be. Today, we're going to deal with a problem that has plagued many people, and that is the word fear. And we want to listen to what the Lord teaches on this subject. That fear was a problem that was actually quite deep-seated. And it happens. As we prepare to go towards the Christmas period, November, December coming up, we read once again how an angel appeared to shepherds. And the first reaction was that of fear. Even Zacharias, a man who was described as blameless in all his ways, that man was overcome with fear when he first saw the angel Gabriel. That fear was there among the disciples in their hearts when they faced the first storm with the Lord Jesus Christ in their boat. That fear was one of perishing. That fear was addressed, the fear was rebuked, the lack of faith was noted by the Lord Jesus Christ. And fear is a problem that we want to deal with honestly. And if we are honest with ourselves, candid with ourselves, we begin to realize that fear is something that we really don't fully comprehend. But fear, if not comprehended well, will never be understood, and we will not be able to resolve that problem. Fear needs to be dealt with. It can be overcome. That is our challenge to consider. And today we're going to study a text that was taken up in three Gospels. In Matthew chapter 14, 22 to 33, Mark 6, 45 to 52, and John 6, 15 to 21. Now I'm giving you these references so that you can take the time and the trouble to study them on your own a little bit more closely. But the focus of these three texts is just simply the same. There was another storm experience. And this storm was going to challenge them once again. Now, as we take a look at the context, it was a situation where the Lord Jesus Christ fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. So you've got to add several thousand more people. And yet the Lord, in His grace, in His power, in His love, in His mercy, provided for everybody. Now, sometimes we think that in an event like that, it is nothing to the Lord Jesus. Well, this is not quite true. And so at the end of the day, after the people had been fed, it would take some time to distribute the bread over a widespread space, to collect the remnants, that it would take several hours. And the Lord Jesus Christ, at the end of it all, withdrew into the mountains to pray, as He ought. And this is an example. No matter how exciting a program may be, it is always good to take time to think, pray, reflect, and we may be able to grow further. Well, the disciples were sent away, and the Lord Jesus Christ withdrew into the mountains to pray. Now, in Matthew 14:24, we read this inscription: "There were strong winds. The boat was tossed about by the waves." Mark 6:48 describes the disciples were straining to row, and this is how they were facing the storm that was there. And every human effort was put in, as they should, but they were not able to overcome the storm. Of course, it's not going to work. At best, you can do is to survive. Well, then the Lord Jesus Christ was described to walk towards them on what is called the fourth watch of the night. That is about 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And this was sort of unexpected. 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, most people would be sleeping. And the Lord Jesus Christ was up and he was walking towards them. Now, in this period of time, suddenly fear arose again. Now, instead of being happy, instead of recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ, fear arose. And there we see the problem. That fear is a deep-seated thing. And it is not going to go away easily until we recognize it for what it is and then address it as we should. And Matthew 14:26, we read. And in Mark 6:48, the same thing. They supposed it was a ghost. Now, we have no idea where that came from, but that fear was there. Mark 6:49, we read, they were troubled. John 6:19, they were afraid. Now, this story of the fears of the disciples is quite different from the first fear. The first storm, they were afraid that they would die. That would be a terrible way to go, to die drowning. This time, it was not a fear of drowning. It was a fear of the supernatural, the fear of ghosts, as it were. It was perhaps a superstition. It was deep-seated. And that fear of the unknown, of the invisible, of the supernatural world actually affects many, many people. And this was something that occurred for the disciples. Now, what are the things that we fear deeply? Now, sometimes we try not to think about it. Sometimes we try to dismiss it. Sometimes we try to just put it aside, thinking, if I don't think about it, it's gone. No, it's not. Okay, what do we fear? And I think many of us can list a number of things we are afraid of. Some of us as students, we are afraid of failure. Some of us are afraid of the future. Some of us are afraid of ghosts, just like the disciples. What are we afraid of? Now, this is important for us to know very, very clearly. But as we go and understand this, we almost have to ask ourselves, what is the deeper problem? Just a while ago, a few hours ago, they had seen the Lord Jesus Christ take 5 loaves and 2 fish, and with that multiplying of the loaves of bread and the fish, over 5,000 people were fed. And here they were afraid that it was a ghost who was coming to them. What happened to their faith? What happened to their understanding of the Lord Jesus? What happened to their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, that becomes a problem. See, one of the biggest problems we have is what we call a disconnect. On the one hand, we have faith in the Lord. On the other hand, with the situation at hand, on the third problem, we have the fears that are inside us. And we don't know how to connect all the pieces. So when we talk about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ on a good calm day, it's there. But if a problem comes up, the internal fears will come right up. A lack of understanding, a lack of connection is a very real one. Mark 6:52, Mark wrote a note that is important, and that note is their hearts were hardened. What it really means is it had been hardened, it remained hardened. And that is a problem, one of the biggest problems that we have, why we are not able to overcome our fears, is that our hearts are so hardened, we cannot easily believe. And if you want to look at it yourself personally, candidly, you recognize that that is true. Well, that is how it works. Now, we have a special twist in this story. And this was where Peter came up to the forefront and he said to the Lord Jesus, in Matthew 14, it was recorded. 14, at verse 28, he said to the Lord Jesus, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Now, we have to ask ourselves what he really meant. He said, Lord, if it is you, command me, all right, to come towards you. Now, he's not expressing doubt. He's just saying, if it's you, and I think it's you, I believe it's you, command me to come to you on the water. Now, he's not expressing doubt. But the problem is, what's the point? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to do? Do something special? Do something extraordinary? To what end? For what purpose? And sometimes that becomes a problem also to our faith. We explore things that comes to a dead end. We attempt things and we don't know why we do things. Why are we pursuing this line of thought? Why are we thinking along this particular line of thought that is going to lead to really nothing much? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, being gracious, being kind, said, come. If you want to come, you think walking in the sea is a fun thing, well, listen, try it, come. Graciously, the Lord allowed him to express himself. So we read in Matthew 14, 29, Peter actually walked on the water to go to the Lord. Right? And then suddenly he saw that the wind was boisterous. Now, suddenly, he got distracted. See, this is the problem. And the Lord knew that he would get distracted because Peter had shown such predisposition to get distracted quite a number of times. He saw the wind was boisterous. His focus was no longer on the Lord Jesus. He said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you. Well, then his eyes was on the Lord. He was walking on the sea. Literally walking on the sea for a few steps, and then he saw the wind was boisterous. 14:30. Let's take a look at this text very carefully. Right? And so, seeing. Now, this idea of seeing that the wind was boisterous, was strong, he was afraid. Now, this became a problem. His eyes were no longer on the Lord. That happens. One of the things that we must understand here is the fact that a fear can come up because it's inside us, because it's deep-seated. As long as we keep our minds and our hearts focused on the Lord, these fears will actually not overwhelm nor overcome. The moment we take our eyes off the Lord, then that danger becomes very, very real. And so he was afraid. Now, verse 30, the idea he was afraid literally means his fear came to him and literally it hit him hard. And so he began to sink. Now, that is where that faith, the strength of the faith was in question, right? You begin with initial faith, take a few steps forward, floundered, and he began to sink. And we read, he was afraid and he began, and then he cried out to the Lord, Lord, save me, 14:30. Now, that is, of course, valid. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter, he caught him. And then in 14:31, we read this in, right? And we read this idea of he grabbed hold of him, grabbed hold of his hand, and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Now, this is the same thing that we want to take a look. First, O you of little faith. Now, this was already stated in Matthew 8:26. First storm, O you of little faith. The second storm, many months have transpired, O you of little faith. Now, this becomes a problem. The challenge always is to ask ourselves whether our faith is in fact growing. Little faith cannot be allowed to remain as little faith. I think that's important. You know, when we first closed the church for worship, it was in February, before the government said close. So when the government said we can open first 50, we waited for a few months and we began. And now we take a look at 100. We are glad that we can come, but the fear is in some of us. It's inside us, a fear that we might have this illness, the fear that it might spread from us or in us or to us. That fear has to be overcome. If the fear is not overcome, we call facts. We look at all the details, and facts become our focus rather than faith in the Lord. That fear can and will overcome us. And you know what? We're just going to stay behind. We're going to be happy with virtual worship. And the underlying problem is not resolved. Every step is a step of faith. And that little faith that we have must be fought so that every little step of faith in the Lord must increase above facts, above all the things here. It does not mean we don't take precautions. We do. But at the same time, that faith in the Lord must be there. The danger is that fear that we have in our heart will in time creep up, become stronger and stronger until we cannot exercise faith. And that is the danger. So when we had a little faith, we were controlled by our actions. And so the Lord graciously understands that. He gives us time to improve our faith. But if that faith does not increase and improve over time, then we are still stuck with the old problem. And that problem is that a little faith is there. So, oh, you a little faith, Matthew 8:26, Matthew 14:31, that faith had not increased. Now, that is a problem, right? So we take a look at this idea of doubts coming in. When faith does not improve, does not increase, something else will. The negative part of us will. The doubts will come. We will multiply problems. We look at more facts. We look at the greatest danger. And we are going to be affected in more ways than one. And this is how we must not allow this to happen. The doubts must be addressed, and the Lord's approach is correct. Little faith has to be addressed. It literally has to be rebuked. Even if it is public rebuke in the case of Peter and all the rest, why did you doubt? We don't have to if our eyes are really focused and fixed on the Lord Jesus. This is why we read in Hebrews 12, the idea of looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let's make sure that our eyes are really on the Lord. And so faith took a really bad hit once again. So the question is, how do we overcome things like that? How can we battle these fears within our hearts? And I think that we have to look at ourselves very, very carefully. Do we really want to overcome fear? That we need to begin with a candid look at fear. What are our personal fears? Let's face it, right? Is it fear of being ill? For the older people, the fear of being ill is very real. The fear of illness, a terminal illness, is very real. For younger people, the fear is that of, what if I failed my exams? What if I don't have a job? What if I don't have a good job? What if I don't have friends? These fears must be addressed. The problem is that we don't address our deep-seated fears. We want to pretend that we have no fears. We want to appear as if we are fearless, we are full of courage. But the reality of it all is that that's not true. The people who were fearful in the first storm, in the second storm, they were not young people. They were all adults. They were all disciples. In fact, the correct word is that they were appointed apostles. And they still had these fears. And the stories of the Gospels help us to understand that even apostles, appointed servants of God, had problems with fear in their lives, and we need to address them. And I want to suggest to you, list down your fears that you actually have inside your heart. Okay? Now, this is important. That on the one hand, you list the fears. On the other hand, you must ask yourself, I want to focus on faith. How do I focus on faith? Now, the focus on faith is a very, very clear-cut thing that we must do. One, I must ask myself, do I really believe in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, that may lead to salvation, first place. But if that's all, we have a problem. The fear will not be addressed, even though we may be saved, right? The challenge next is to ask ourselves, do I believe, do I have faith in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life? Is he there with me? Is his presence real to me? Because if it is not real to me, even if I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, my fears remain. See, the Lord Jesus was not there this time round. He was there in the boat, but there was fear that was overwhelming. That even the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ did not help him to go beyond, help them to go beyond a certain level. The challenge is to ask ourselves, do I really believe in the presence of the Lord Jesus in my life where I am? Then there is that faith in his promises, in his word. Right? So we have to ask ourselves, do I really believe in his word? Well, he has taught much. The problem is not the teaching of the Lord. The problem is whether we actually have faith in his word. We need to ask ourselves, after every lesson we study in Sunday school, we must ask ourselves, do I believe that? Do I really believe this word that I am studying? That I am reading, that I am discussing. Do I really believe in the promises of the Lord? And if we are not able to do that, then it's just going to be almost like trivia, knowledge that is useless, and it should not go that way. Then we must ask ourselves further, do I have faith in the power of the Lord? Sure, there are powers of demons and evil spirits. The question is, do I believe in the greater power that is in the Lord Jesus so that the demons tremble in his presence? Now, so there is fear, that there is faith. Now, where is our focus? What are we seeing? Peter saw the fact the winds were boisterous, were strong. The waves were powerful and threatening. Somewhere, somehow, the Lord's presence got lost amidst all that. And that's where we want to ask ourselves how we can overcome the fears. The only way is to exercise that faith, focus on the Lord, his presence, his promises, his power, and then rule out everything else. Now, what is the real state of our faith? Let's be honest. Whether we are Sunday school teachers or whether we are Sunday school students, we must ask ourselves, what is the real state of our faith? That's something that we need to think about very, very carefully. What is it? Well, the problem is that we could actually have a very little faith. The disciples had some faith when they followed the Lord Jesus Christ. It was good faith. But the reality of it all was that it was only a little faith. First storm, the little faith was seen. The second storm, between the first storm and the second storm, that little faith had not grown much at all. That is our challenge. Now, this is our, we are now looking at November. And we ask ourselves, between the time when COVID-19 started and announced in February until now. Now, that's a lot of months. Question is, has this faith of ours grown from little to great? Or does it remain little? Something that we need to think about very, very carefully. What is the problem? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ listed two things. Three things, if you really want to put it. First, the problem of little understanding. If we do not seek to grow in our understanding of faith in the Lord, we will never be able to go beyond a certain level. Right? Now, this is absolutely important. We cannot be satisfied with a little understanding. We must go deeper in our understanding. The second problem listed is that of a hardened heart. And a hardened heart can remain hardened. We can become stubborn in that hardness of heart. And doubts can remain and prevail over and against faith. That is the reality of it all. And this was a second problem. That, of course, the new problem that the Lord Jesus Christ highlighted was the appearance of doubts. And doubts affect both heart and mind. Then if we allow the doubts to come, and everything we do, there is always a negative factor. Maybe this will go wrong. Maybe that will go wrong. Maybe this bad thing will happen. If we allow our minds to keep on dwelling on things like that, we're going to see our doubts overcome our faith instead of our faith overcoming our doubts. Will there be doubt? Yes. How do we face them? With faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And a little faith would not help very much. And so the Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciples, to all of them, Matthew 14:27, Mark 6:50, different translation. Be of good cheer. Have courage. Actually, the same word. It literally means just take courage. That's it. So when we say be of good cheer, have courage, it literally means the same thing. There must be courage, and this is what faith is. If faith does not see us rise up courageous over and against all the challenges of life, nothing is going to happen. Faith must result in courage. Otherwise, we're not going to go very far at all. And so the Lord Jesus Christ helped them to realize, it is I. Do not be afraid. There we go. So we go back to the idea, the Lord is there, that's one. We go back to the idea that the presence of the Lord is there. And if truly we sense the presence of the Lord by faith, why should we fear the storm? The Lord Jesus is walking in the storm. The waves were all around him. The winds were blowing. You can just imagine it. But, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is absolutely not affected by the winds or the waves at any time, simply because there he was. Well, this is our challenge as well. Can we find this kind of faith? And if we are honest with ourselves and we realize that it's not quite there yet, then we must address ourselves and ask, are we prepared to take whatever steps we need to address the problem of fear? Now, we're going to look at a whole series of things that will affect the development, the growth of our faith. And one of the elements is obviously the problem of fear. And we want to address this problem today. What are we doing with our fears? Over in medicine, there are people who are trained to be psychiatrists or psychologists. And one of the things that they deal with, it talks about this whole idea of fear, and it can be very, very deep-seated. You know, the story is told of a psychologist, and this man was saying to the doctor, you know, I am going to die because I swallowed a horse. And the fear was so real, he couldn't talk him out of it. So the psychologist decided, what I'm going to do is to give him a mild anesthesia and then bring a horse in and then tell him, see, your problem is solved. The horse is taken out. That was what he felt he wanted to do. So he tried to do that, and he brought a horse he told the man, see, you can wake up now. The horse is gone. And the man said, doctor, you are wrong. The horse is still there. You see, the horse I swallowed is not the same color. It was a different horse I swallowed. And he could get it out of his mind. That is the problem. Don't let fear go deeper. It can become a phobia. It can prevent you. It can cause you to think of imaginary things, and the imaginary things become so real, nothing can help you. I want to encourage us all to develop our faith in every way possible. How? Knowledge is key. We have to grow our knowledge in the scriptures, in the Lord Jesus Christ, about ourselves and how faith works. The Lord Jesus Christ gave to the disciples experience as well. Experience of serving, experience of seeing him at work, experience of helping him. Every bit of experience with faith in the Lord Jesus will help us to grow further. Don't just sit there and then study the scriptures. Experience what it means to serve the Lord. The third challenge is to grow that faith. Watch where we are. Put markers and ask yourself, this is where I am. Now, the next time a crisis comes up, am I facing it in the same way, or am I facing it in a new way with faith in the Lord? Check that growth of faith. And then finally, the application of faith. And I want to recommend that every day we apply faith. Every day we face a new day, and you tell the Lord, Lord, please help me to apply my faith today. Help me to apply my faith as I should. And if every day we apply our faith in the Lord, you will find that that faith will actually grow. It may be slow, it may be imperceptible, it may be something that you cannot actually see immediately. But this is what faith is all about. It will be there. And if we can build this faith strongly, bit by bit, then that faith will become very, very much stronger, and it will help us to overcome the fears inside our hearts, whatever they may be. The fears that are inside us can affect us badly. And when we need to have that faith, we will find that it is missing. Let us be challenged to look at our fears, which can cause our faith to diminish, and find that faith to overcome the fears. Fears must diminish. Faith must be on the ascendance. Let's pray for this. Let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that you will teach us how we can find a greater faith. Help us to address the problems that are inside us, fears that are inside us. Fears of the unknown, fears of demons, fears which we have not expressed to anybody. But they are fears we know to be very real. And Lord, teach us how we can overcome these fears with faith in our hearts. We pray that you will bless us as we ponder these things. Help us to go further, to take steps of faith strongly until we move away from little faith to a greater faith. We ask for your grace and for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.